As of today, Quiana Cab is out of business, and its 16 permits have been officially transferred to Cusco Cab. I sat down with joint owner of Cusco Cab, Naeem Shabani, to get the details. Cusco Cab is now in the possession of 33 of Bethel's 58 available taxi permits. Today, for the first time, Cusco Cab is operating 31 vehicles.
There's no merger. There's no none of that stuff. They are literally going out of business, and we are taking their vehicle permits to convert into Cusco Cabs.
That's Naeem Shabani, joint owner of Cusco Cab and a Bethel City Council member. In addition to the 16 permits it picked up from Quiana Cab, Cusco will put some of the defunct company's drivers to work, as 14 of the 16 that applied will transfer over, says Shabani. As of today, a phone call to Quiana Cab should automatically be picked up by Cusco. Shabani expects a lot of adjusting in these first few months, including scheduling two dispatchers at a time rather than one. Up until today, Cusco was operating with a maximum of 17 vehicles, and 31 will be different.
It's really uncharted territory because there's nothing that we can look back at historically that we can compare and get some ideas from. It's kind of like reinventing the wheel.
Down the line, they're also considering the creation of the first taxi smartphone app in Bethel. Shabani says he expects it to be fun. Bethel's new permanent police chief, Burke Waldron, acting as transportation inspector, oversaw the transfer of the cab permits from Quiana to Cusco this week. KYUK also reached out to Quiana Cab owners Mindy Cha and Wu Jo Yoon for comment and have yet to hear back. In Bethel, I'm Christine Trudeau.